to the Team Vandy Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Vanderbilt, a.k.a. the Team Vandy. First and foremost, I want to say that thank you to all the people who listened and subscribed last week. It was really cool to see all the love and support. Thank you very much. And also, a bit of good news, I have my first sponsor, it's Entree Savvy LLC. They specialize in business development and diversity and inclusion. It's based here in Nashville, Tennessee, and the cool thing about this is it's run by my mother, Susan Vanderbilt, and you can reach her on Twitter at Entree Savvy LLC. That's E-N-T-R-E-E-S-A-V-V-Y-L-L-C. Or you can reach her by phone at 901-569-7160. Now, without further ado, let's get started. So, today, like I said in the first one, today is a good day because I have a special guest. I said I'd have a lot of special guests. And today I have one of my good friends. He has his own radio show called Lockdown Coverage. Was it on 88.3 here in Murfreesboro. Very good show. This is a good friend of mine, a big brother of mine, Austin Nelson.
What's up, man?
Man, chilling. How you been?
Good. Enjoying summer. You?
Man, you know, just living.
Holding down Knox.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about Knox right now. GPA ain't hot enough to talk about it. but yeah, man. So let's just get into it, man. Yeah. So. What did you think about last night? What did you think about the Warriors? I'm sorry. What did you think about the Thunder?
Man, I wouldn't expect a 3-1 series lead. I'll tell you that much. I thought the Warriors would even it up last night. But just seeing the way Oklahoma City's playing, man, with so much fire and so much intensity, man, I don't see why they won't win. I don't think they win Game 5. I think that Golden State won't lose 3 straight games at home, especially on their home court. So I can see Oklahoma going in 6 games and finishing it in Oklahoma City. But, I mean, it's the Golden State Warriors we're talking about here. So if they come in back and win 3 straight games, will you or I be surprised? Absolutely not.
Well, let me just say this. First off, not surprised that the Thunder came out and did their thing. Not surprised one bit. I say this only because I'm a Russell Westbrook fan, hands down. Absolutely. One of my favorite players not named Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
And I just felt like he would come out and play like he was disrespected. I think I said this to somebody earlier. I feel like he feels like he's very underappreciated.
I just feel like they have something to prove. I tweeted this last night. Two of the top 5 players in the world are on one team. And I think I don't know if, you know, Russell feels like he's better than Kevin or Kevin just feels, you know, he's better than Russell. That's besides the point. It's the fact that they're great friends on and off the court. And they're ready to prove something. You know, a lot of people didn't give them any respect on their name all season long.
Put some respect on their name.
No, all season long it was Golden State or San Antonio. So they're the 3rd team left out, and they're here now. And, you know, went past San Antonio, and now they're ready to go past Golden State. So it's just, I mean, I'm not surprised at all that this is happening.
I feel like they did a cruise under the radar. Like, yep. It was all Steph Curry. It was really, for me, as I watch ESPN, as I do every day, it was more of it's Steph Curry, and it's kind of like the idea of Steph Curry has to do this for the Warriors to lose, not Russ and KD have to do this for the Thunder to win. And so with that, I feel like they came into this with no expectations whatsoever. So they just kind of just – they're playing free. Yep. Whereas the Warriors, which I think they've been doing all year, is playing really tight. Tight to get the record.
Yeah.
Tight to win this game. Or tight to win every series in the playoffs. You know, tight to win back-to-back championship.
They feel the pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something that goes back to what I tweeted last night that you had a problem with is when I said, and I stand by this statement – with the exception of Jordan Spieth,
we're about to dive in this.
Is when it comes to big time events, Under Armour athletes choke.
I don't
I don't think so.
Hold on. Let me explain this by mouth. Because 140 characters isn't enough. 140 characters isn't enough for me to do it.
I agree.
So, what I'm saying is, first and foremost, Cam Newton. 15-1, MVP.
Yep.
But as the famous shirt worn by Scottie Pippen, as we all see, 15-1 don't mean nothing without the ring. And he lost to who? Peyton? No, I'm not saying that because I love the Broncos. That's my squad. But 15-1 don't mean nothing without that ring. So he choked in the biggest moment. Under Armour athlete. Jordan Spieth. Now give it this. 4-4 majors is hard to win, period. Tiger hasn't done it. There's only one person that's ever done it. And this is the only person I give respect to. Is Spieth. But still, once we put those expectations on him to win the first two majors, remind you, going into last year's, I guess, major run, it was kind of like, okay, there's a lot of good golfers. Who's going to take it? We all thought Rory was going to be that guy. Jordan Spieth comes out of nowhere, wins the first one. Comes out of nowhere, wins the second. We're like, okay, he could do this. We give him the expectation of winning the next two. What does he do? Not meet it. Same thing with Cam. He didn't meet
it. But he finished top four in the next two.
No, I'm not saying. Like I said last night, he is. I'm not saying he's not elite, and I'm not saying he just didn't do anything. But what I'm saying, and he would be the exception if you had to push one, you know, out from one or the other. But he did his thing. He just didn't meet the expectation that we wanted him to meet. And now I'm saying this with Curry, 73-9, 400 some odd threes. What else did he? Now he's a two-time MVP. And last year we didn't really have an expectation for Steph. We just thought, kind of like Westbrook and Durant. He would be good. No expectation for him. We give him expectations. Right now, he's fighting for his playoff life. So that's where I was coming from. And I guess it makes more sense now that I'm saying this out loud rather than tweeting it. But what do you think about that? Because I think Under Armour athletes are choking. Nike athletes still run this.
There's so few Under Armour athletes.
Brady's Under Armour.
Yeah, man.
It's okay. Kind
of
choking.
But they all have rings.
That is true.
Cam has a national title ring, if we want to put that in there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A Heisman. It's just, I wouldn't say they're choking and they're not living up to expectations, because they are. If we put Brady in this, those are four of the best players in the world at any sport.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're not living up to career expectations. They're not living up to big moment expectations. Brady, you just throw him out. He doesn't really count. Because nobody really sees him as an Under Armour athlete. He just wears Under Armour. But if you look at the big moment expectations, especially with Cam and Steph right now, Cam got the 15-1. We honestly thought he was going to go undefeated. I didn't think they were going to lose to Atlanta. And I thought he was going to go undefeated until the Super Bowl, because obviously I'm not going to pick against my own team. But Cam met that big moment. And I don't want to say he choked, but when you're a star of that magnitude, you're supposed to be able to take your team, Vince Young-esque, to a new level, as Vince Young did in that 06 Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. Or as, say, Brady has done so many times before, or someone mm-hmm. like that. And like I said, with Jordan Spieth, it's a different thing, because golf, different sport, you're by yourself, majors, yeah. Different kind of thing. But still, once we put those expectations on him, it's kind of like he got a little tight. And if I remember correctly, in that third major, he was up after 36 holes and then shut down on Saturday. Not shut down, but had a bad Saturday and then tried to recoup on Sunday. Couldn't make it. Same thing that happened on the fourth major where he tied for second. He tied for second or got second, however that worked. But with Steph, the way I see it is, no expectations last year. Came into the season just free, throwing shots up. It was something we had never seen before.
Yeah.
This year, it got even worse as far as that. Like, I'd never seen this. He's hitting half-court shots now. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And then we get to the playoffs. Granted, he gets hurt.
Yeah.
But there's been so many, especially in basketball, and I'm a basketball guy, and there's been so many guys that MJ with the, I'm not going to say flu game, but MJ with the hangover / food poisoning / flu game. MJ with the you got Willis Reed playing on one leg, in like this, I think it was I want to say the 60 something finals, I forget, with the Knicks. So you got guys like that And then on top of that, people want to use the excuse, well, he's hurt. Well, y'all aren't saying that when he hit 17 in overtime against the Blazers. So that's what I'm saying. He's not meeting his big moment expectations.
I mean, I doubt he's not 100%.
I'm not going to sit here and say he's 100%. I mean, I can say, honestly, I've had sprains of knees and ankles, and I wasn't 100% until the end of the season.
Yeah.
So I give him that, but I just wish we wouldn't use that as a crutch. Because if this was LeBron James, we wouldn't be using that as a crutch. If this was Kobe, we would be saying, oh, he's the greatest ever because he's playing through it. Because that's just what Kobe did. But I said this last night. Hunter tweeted this. He said that he basically was saying that the expectations should be different because of where you're drafted at. And I kind of looked at him. I was like, I don't think it's fair to say you should judge people's careers based on what somebody else judged them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I can't do that. I can't say, well, LeBron is great, but Steph should be praised more than LeBron because Steph overexceeded his expectations that someone else gave him. I feel like as a person, everything that happens before your NBA career or your pro career is wiped out.
Yeah,
you come in with a clean slate, and we judge you off of how you played day one, which was ankles messed up, you know, like that. So from that time, he's come a long way. But LeBron is way better than what we thought he would be, honestly, watching him in high school. So that's just how I see that.
Yeah.
But as far as the series goes, I think the Thunder win in five. I think they go to Golden State. They get it done.
You think so?
Oh, definitely. I think Russ has another triple-double. No. I think Draymond plays worse.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, if this goes to seven, I can see going to seven. I don't. If they finish in five, man, that'd be something crazy.
It's in
I
five.
Would not, would...
Draymond, I mean, plus minus Draymond.
But I'm going to see there, too. I'm going to see what happens. If you had a gun to my head today, I'd say Oklahoma City would win this series. But it's the NBA, man. It's just playoffs. It's the Western Conference Finals. I will not sit here. When it happens, because if Golden State comes back, it makes this run. So,
I mean,
I won't be surprised.
I'm not gonna sit here and say that. I don't think it'll happen, just because when Robertson is hitting threes, and Steven Adams is out here looking like Chris Paul, it's pretty tough for me to say that they're gonna come back. Just you know, throwing that out there. But anywho, speaking of LeBron, how about them Cavs and Raptors, man?
It's disappointing.
Did you think it was? I thought it was gonna be a sweep.
Oh my god! I said Cavs in five. I thought they would win one. I said Cavs in five.
The way I said Cavs in six, but the way they won, and that's because again, one or another of my teams was in the playoffs, Miami.
Yeah.
And I watched that series, and I'm like. They shouldn't even be there, you know, going into it. So I was like, I say in six, I said they get the two. I said they get, I thought they were going to steal one in Cleveland, honestly. Just, man, because it'd be a surprise to everybody. Yeah. Get one at home because Cleveland had beaten them at home. Still hasn't. And after the first two games, it was like, oh, man, this is sweet. Yeah. This is done. I was like, I was like, this is boring. They're trying to get LeBron out of the ring. And then DeRozan comes out and...
Hoping.
That mid-range game is crucial.
Yeah, I agree. I've always been a big fan of Kyle Lowry. I've said that all season long to all my buddies. Love his game. One of my favorite point guards in the league.
Really?
I love Kyle Lowry, man.
I'm not a fan of Kyle.
Man, I get it. He has these slumps. He goes, you know, 0-for-8 sometimes from a 3 in, you know, a certain game. But I love his drive. I love his heart.
See, I love players. I do. I agree with you. I do love players with heart. But when it comes to Lowry, it's just like... I feel like he tries so hard to be great that he overshadows all the good things he does, especially in the playoffs. Like regular season, Kyle Lowry, you got to think about it. This dude made an All Star team.
Yeah,
and you're like,
hey, man, tomorrow.
And there's so many other. But
I will say though, man, because I hate. I think All Star voting is the dumbest thing. One of my biggest pet peeves in sports because it's all about fans.
Oh yeah.
If you had a committee. That voted for each individual sport, it'd be a. I mean, you'd see all stars who should be all stars in the all star game. But
Who was it that was having a really good season? I think it was for Zaza Pachulia. Mm-hmm. He was I remember them talking about him being an all star, and I was like, man, Zaza. And I guess we don't really see that because I mean, you don't watch. I think he puts the Mavericks now. Yeah. You don't watch the Mavericks, yeah. You know. But my thing about that is, I feel like the only reason they do fan voting, and it makes sense, is because fans see what the fans see and what the fans want to see. So when the All-Star game, comes around, I'm gonna be
you can't blame the leagues for doing that, but I just hate it because you see a guy like Kyle Andemar only getting in the All-Star game because the game was in Toronto.
Or Lillard not getting in.
That too.
That's a shame. Honestly, that made me mad.
It's all about,
especially with him being one of my favorite guards.
Yeah. Yeah. So might as well. He's my top three too. Uh-huh. Him.
Yeah.
Him, Kyle. Yeah. So DeMar, Kyle just get in because the All-Star game's in Toronto, so the fans all season long vote for those two to get in.
I don't know. I think DeMar gets in because DeMar DeRozan plays good. Kyle Lowry, on the other hand, one of the best point guards in the East, which really isn't that hard to do, but I still think DeMar gets in. But I don't think, you know, which, if you really want to talk about Lowry, as far as, I mean, I kind of like watching him play, but really, I like watching Corey Joe play.
I do too.
Joseph.
I'm a Corey Joe fan.
Corey Joseph, ever since Drake mentioned him in a song, somehow has become one of the best backup point guards in the NBA.
It's the power of Drake, man.
I mean, he wears the six. He plays like he's from the six. And honestly, Corey Joseph is really saving them in games. To be completely honest, it's
he's hit some big shots.
Game four, he hit a big three to keep the momentum running. In the Miami series, he almost hit a game winner, honestly. So I think it's really easy to say, you know, Cavs are going to sweep, but the fact that they won these last two, if they still won, it's tonight. If they still a game tonight.
Toronto?
If Toronto still has a game tonight.
That's not happening tonight.
I'm just saying, we said the Warriors are going to,
That's true.
If they still this game tonight.
That's true.
I think it's in five. Or six, really. Now, how would you feel about that? How would you feel about a Raptors Thunder?
I'm not watching it.
You're not?
I wouldn't watch it.
You wouldn't watch any game?
Absolutely.
I think I'd watch like one or two just to see Russ just go ballistic.
Absolutely not.
Because it's a sweep. If it's Thunder Raptors, it's a sweep.
Who was in the NFC Championship game this past year? Football? Was it Cardinals?
Huh?
Was it the Cardinals?
No, Broncos. It's Broncos Patriots.
NFC.
Cardinals Panthers? Cardinals Panthers. And that is it's a great on paper.
Yeah. I said I wouldn't watch a Cardinals Patriots Super Bowl. I wouldn't watch it.
I wouldn't watch it.
Dude.
That's great. That's a great paper game.
I guess.
Listen. You got Brady.
I want to pull for the Cardinals.
Not like the Patriots.
I want to pull for the Cardinals.
You got Brady?
It's just not fun. I mean,
listen, Brady and Peterson and Brady and Peterson. Brady and that defense. Brady versus that defense. And then you have Larry Fitz trying to get a ring.
Yep.
Palmer trying to get a ring.
Chris Johnson
trying to get a ring. As a matter of fact, shout out to CJ2K, another one of the Titans reject that the Titans did wrong.
Get it done.
Him, Vince, Lindell White, all of them. I could just go on and on for days. A whole bunch of players that the Titans should have. Well, I can't find the word.
Don't bring them.
I'm so mad right now.
Don't bring the
just Titans thinking about it, because the Titans did all of them wrong, and they should have. I don't even want to talk about it. But all of them trying to get a ring, I really think it would have been a good game. But hey.
No, but all in all, I think Cleveland gets it done tonight.
You know what? I'm gonna step out there.
Well, you can put a dollar on it.
Geno's bet?
Yeah.
All right, bet.
You heard it. It's a dollar on a game.
You heard it here first. Raptors win tonight in Cleveland. DeMar has 27. Kyle Lowry goes to the locker room to pee again, comes out and gets 20 in the second half. You heard it here
first.
Have
you ever done that again? You ever like just leave the bench and go pee? Or whatever you did back there? I mean, who knows?
What did I do? I can't say that I've left the bench to use the bathroom.
I would say like at halftime I'd go to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, the thing is, locker room is a lot different. But I can say that, and I can't believe I admitted this, I can't say that I've done two things in a game similar. I have
pee in the cup?
No, faked an injury to get a timeout, and I did that in high school a few times, and I would go up for a layup, just get hit real soft, but like play them and flop, hit the ground, and then I just like scream.
One of those guys.
Yeah, but no, but see, I was smart though because whoever my coach was at the time would tell me what the play was or tell me kind of what he was gonna do, and he would, you know, talk to the players in the huddle, come see if I was all right, tell me what the play was. Extra time out right there.
Yeah.
And I've also, I used to do this in AAU. I also used to go off screen, like when I was on the screen and roll, yeah. And I would be the ball handler. I would use it and then hit the defender and then flop and then get mad at the defender and then get hyped.
Yeah.
And then that would pump my team up.
Yeah.
And we won a lot of games like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dude. As a matter of fact, shout out to my dude Braxton Blackwell or Braxton Key. Key now. I knew him as B twice, but he's going to Alabama. Alabama commit. Shout out to my dude Braxton. My whole team. Kyle Phillips. Shout out DN at UT. Parker Howell. DN at Western Kentucky. My boy James. The whole squad. We were cold. Just letting y'all know. Y'all didn't want to see us in eighth grade. Just letting you know right now. We were catching alleys. Well, Braxton was catching alleys. Anywho. I think it's time now to get into college basketball. This is a preview.
Ooh.
And you know the only reason I'm saying this, right?
Look, I'm you get a 30-second limit on Duke.
You know the only reason I'm saying
this, right? You get a 30-second limit on Duke.
Preseason number one.
I don't care.
Best recruiting class ever. This might be the best recruiting class in the history of the school. Hands down. Leitner, Hurley, and Hill.
All right, so give me this one. What's
Giles?
I'll give me the number. What rank?
One.
All right.
Tatum? Two.
Okay.
My nose hurt. God. See, Giles 1, Tatum 2, Bolden, I think 16, Frank Jackson, 10, Javon Delorier, he is 46, and we got
five right there.
Jack White is from Australia, big white kid. You know, we always gotta have a white guy. He is, I don't know if he's in the top 100, but he's in the top like 200. He's pretty good. So you got that, but mind you, Grayson's coming back. Matt Jones is coming back. Luke Kennard's coming back. And the kicker here, Emil Jefferson's coming back. Oh,
that's a good team. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I can see why.
You know,
I can
two
see
out
why.
Of three. I'm about to change my lock screen because we're running a two out of three. Kentucky got Isaiah Briscoe back today. Marcus Lee's transferring. He came back and is transferring. Thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
That just shows you. Also thought it was funny that we pulled Michigan State this year. For our little ACC Big Ten challenge, we got a Michigan State at home. It's gonna be a great game.
That's a good game.
But
that's a good game.
You know what? The only thing I think about that last time we had Michigan State at home,
I liked it. We hit it. Yep.
Coming off a championship, we had a dude. I think y'all might have heard him. His name was Kyrie Irving.
Oh my god.
And he hurt his toe, and the season was never the same. We should have repeated that year. But how are your doors looking? First of all. Who's your national champion? If you have to pick today.
If I pick today, just hearing that with all those guys coming back, I'd say Duke.
Oh yeah, that's what.
I don't know anybody else. It's too early. Hell, yeah. I might go with MTSU, dude. We might pull another stunner.
That was a hype day. I'm not gonna lie. That was a pretty hype day.
Yeah.
That was a pretty hype day.
Yeah, but I'm excited for my Commodores, man. Men's and women's, dude. Women's making some moves.
They got Carolyn Peck as the
Carolyn Peck.
Man, honestly. And me and you both have opinions on women's basketball.
Yeah.
It is a slower game. I'm not gonna sit here and say it's a boring game.
I wouldn't watch it.
High level, like anytime UConn plays,
I love watching that. But I mean,
it's a well-oiled machine, dude.
Yeah.
Shout out to Crystal Dangerfield too for Blackman.
No doubt. I went to the national title when UConn played Notre Dame at Bridgestone. Watched that. So that was cool to see the national title game for any sport. So that was pretty cool to watch. But I mean, I'm excited, dude. I can't wait for college football to get back, college basketball to get back.
Oh my God, dude. I cannot wait. We got my Texas boys. Yes, I'm a Duke and Texas fan. I think I explained this last time.
Hook 'em.
The way Duke didn't make a bowl game until I was 16 years old, I couldn't do that. Couldn't have that non-success. So, my boys, we started with Notre Dame this year. Again. But this time they're coming to Darryl K. Royal. So you already know what's about to happen. Charlie Strong and that strong finger. Oh boy. Hey, it's gonna be a season to remember.
Who's my quarterback?
Tyrone, man. Tyrone Swoops is gonna play quarterback.
It's another 5-7 season.
I mean, I don't know. Swoops didn't do horrible last year. He was literally like a shell of Vince Young. He looked like a fat Vince Young.
Yeah, he needs to develop.
I hope what I saw in the spring game looked decent. I'm not gonna mean I don't take spring. I take spring games with a grain of salt now. They're just like a big spectacle. But you know,
yeah.
I think. What about them Doors?
Football?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm just gonna show up the games and watch. I've given up this offseason, man. I haven't paid attention to anything. We'll find out. I'm so over it. I'm so over being a fan.
It feels like I loved living in the state when Franklin was at Vandy and Butch was at UT. Well, he still is at UT. But that it was just a fun time because, I mean, most people, like you and me, we don't like Tennessee. I go there. And I despise that team. I despise that orange. You'll never see me rocking an orange anything unless it's a Peyton Manning jersey. And the only reason I'm rocking it is because Peyton Manning is one of my favorite athletes. But you'll never catch me in that god-awful orange. But, I mean, I kind of got to give it to Butch. He can recruit.
Honestly.
But I honestly think that he won't get it done. But what I can say is, get some water. But what I can say is that, like I said, Butch is a great recruiter. Butch is a great guy, great coach. But the thing about Butch is I feel like he gets too conservative. And what I mean by too conservative is, like I said, I'm a student there, so I went to a good portion of the home games. And what I saw is in big games, especially Oklahoma. Oklahoma was one where he really, really, really got conservative. And I feel like that's where they lost that game at. I just feel like they Baker Mayfield was born that day, and he really just became a shell, or not a shell. I don't know why I keep saying a shell of himself. I just got that word in my head. But I can't find the word I'm trying to say. He really became conservative that day. He reminded me of Philip Fulmer that day because of how conservative he looked, and that's the only reason I don't think Butch is gonna win games in Knoxville is because he's conservative.
Man, I don't know.
Big games, anyway.
I don't know. I
feel like the only reason they beat Georgia is because Chubb got hurt. And I was there.
No, I mean, I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, Chubb could have went for 400 that day. We have no idea.
The second rush? I feel like he would have carved up that defense.
But, I mean, if there's any year Tennessee beats Florida, it's this year. If it's any year they beat Alabama, it's this year. Georgia, it's this year.
I thought the year for Tennessee to do it was last year. They had three big wins. They could have had three big wins, not counting Georgia because they won that game. But they could have had three big wins. They should have beaten Oklahoma. They should have beat Florida. Mind you, they had both of those games won.
Yeah, I agree.
And honestly, they should have beat Alabama. But they choked against Oklahoma. I don't know what that corner on the left side was doing against Florida. And in Alabama, they just didn't give – if you give them
– Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. But, yeah, they couldn't stop him. But if you give them, I don't know, say an extra 10 minutes on the clock, I really think they get them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just can't say – because everyone says it's the year. I mean,
just living in the state, like you said, you go to school there, so you hear the hype. Being friends with so many Tennessee fans, it's hard not to just think about, man, this could be a year for them.
And I don't want it to be.
I agree, but, man, if
I never want it to be.
I don't either. But, dude, I will watch mostly all their games to see how well they do. I like Jalen Hurd. I'm a big Jalen Hurd fan. I like him. Dobbs, you can respect the guy. He's a well-rounded guy.
Saw him at Chick-fil-A one day. He got a 12-piece nugget.
Well-rounded guy. So, you know, it's hard. I mean, I like rooting for the guys that do well and that care about themselves, care about
Kamara's
their schools.
Kamara's cool.
He's a thug, it looks like.
Yeah, he's cool.
I guess.
Yeah, he's cool. Von Pierce is not there, but he tried to get my Jordans one day. Not like stealing, but he asked me how much I wanted for him, and I told him 180. He wasn't going. I guess they didn't pay him enough.
I would have given him like 140. But, yeah, I saw my Jays at Von Pierce. Nah, he had to eat the money.
Nah, he was like, are you going to play in them? And I was like, nah, bro, but you can have my Jordan. I mean, you can have them for the right price. Basically, what I was trying to do is give him to pay for some Jordans that I have forever so I can just go buy me another pair with that money. But anywho. So, like I said, in the first one, this show is not only about sports. I know we've been ranting and raving about sports. This show is not only about sports. It's about pop culture, too. So, I had a Jaki. Shout out to Jaki.
Kibo Gotti.
He asked a question last night, and he said, what are your five favorite albums or mixtapes?
Oh, wow.
And, let's see here. I think I have mine. I know I said, and the thing he said was any genre, doesn't have to be rap. I guess mixtapes, that would kind of corner the market. But albums, you know, you can go with anything.
Yeah.
But I said, let me see if I have it here. I tweet too much. I said Channel Orange by Frank Ocean. I said the Marshall Mathers LP, Eminem. I think that was his finest piece.
Those are just two guys aren't me. I don't really listen to.
You don't listen to him?
Frank or Eminem.
Well, Frank hadn't put anything out in 37
years. I heard he's working on something, though.
I heard he was working on something 2013, 14, 15.
I don't know. But no, I've never been an Eminem fan. All right.
I
love 8 Mile. Love 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. This was the, I want to say the album before 8 Mile came out. So, then I had the Warm Up by J. Cole. It was the first mixtape. Not the first mixtape, but it was J. Cole's coming out party. No Ceilings. Classic.
Duh.
And then all the CMs, I just combined them together by Yo Gotti. Mm-hmm. All of them. Every single one of them.
Well, you're missing one that should be number one.
What is that?
I couldn't think of top five. Okay. If I'm going to say five that come off the head. Yeah. I'll go Take Care.
Okay.
Did you say that? You said it,
didn't say that.
Take Care. Watch the Throne. Jay-Z, Kanye. Love that. I love working after that.
I wasn't a fan.
You're crazy.
I wasn't a fan.
Okay, so No Ceilings. I'm with you on that. Okay. Maybe, I'm going to be honest, I loved the first one, Sorry for the Wait. Love Sorry for the Wait.
Okay, I was a fan of Sorry for the Wait. I just thought No Ceilings was better. Especially, Roland is just my favorite mixtape song he ever had.
Something by George Strait, probably.
George Strait.
Something by him, but if not, I guess Views.
Really?
I'm gonna put that in there.
Really?
I love it, man.
Man, I love it, but I don't love it that much. Like, Views is good. Don't get me wrong, but as I've noticed, when I find it good,
if I'm not going Views, I'll go. It's too early. It's too early to do it. I'll say that.
I feel like Views is Steph Curry, and we can't put him there yet. It's great.
No, I agree.
But we can't put it there yet.
Let's go, man. I loved If You're Reading This Is Too Late. Love that.
Okay.
Love Nothing Was the Same.
Why don't you just say you love Drake?
Because that's obvious, man.
That's pretty obvious. I mean, I'm a Drake fan, too. That's obvious. Well, everybody knows this. I'm a Cole fan first and foremost.
Oh! 2014 Forces Drive. That's a growl.
I left that one off because the warm-up was just as good. I mean, I couldn't pick one.
I'm with you, Cole, man. You gotta love Cole.
Cole's the best rapper out right now. Man. Hands down. Who else you know putting out a whole album? I think it was 15, 16 songs, no features. Went platinum.
Nobody.
I'm just going to sip my tea on that because I ain't never heard of nobody doing that.
I agree, man. So, you like Life of Pablo?
I like some tracks.
I listen to a Patrick, I don't ever listen to a Patrick plays all the time. I listen to it every now and then. And it's cool. Some of the songs are cool. I listen to it while I run the car, but I'm not a Kanye fan, but I mean, I wouldn't just like listen to Kanye.
See, honestly, the funny part is, my favorite song on there is, I think it's called I Miss Kanye, where he's like, I miss the old Kanye.
Yeah.
And I just like that because it was just like, maybe just freestyling on a beat. And because like all this new stuff he's doing is cool. It's innovative. I like it. But I do miss the old College Dropout.
What about
Graduation Kanye?
Oh, of course.
That Kanye. Best pink, Kanye. Like I said, Pink Polo Kanye.
What about new Chance's new stuff? You like Chance?
I think it sounds too much like Kanye. I think literally...
I feel like Chance like a Kanye...
Disciple.
Yeah, it may have his wing.
But the thing is, if you heard like Acid Rap and Coloring Book are like two totally different things in the way like the sound comes across to you. Like, acid rap sounds like Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
This is Chance's sound. He has that weird Donald Glover, Gambino vibe.
Yeah.
And then Coloring Book is like, this is Kanye. Kanye said, he even says in on a song something about being Kanye's like protege. And I'm like, just dude, you already have a following. Just be you. Even though Coloring Book was good, I didn't like it that much, honestly. After listening to it, but, you know, some songs on there. Angels is a good song, but it had been out in God knows how long before this came out. But I don't know. I'm just not a fan of Coloring Book alone by itself. I think it sounds too much like he's trying to do Kanye and not Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a fan. But I think it could grow on me, like Pablo grew on me.
Yeah.
I think it could definitely grow on me.
I agree.
Over time. What do you think about, have you heard Wiz's new song?
I'm over Wiz.
What?
I've been over Wiz.
Why?
It's weed, it's girls, it's drugs, it's drinks, it's...
So you go over Wiz, man. You over every rapper.
I promise you, if I could listen to one Wiz song, let's one Wiz song, and we could put every other ever song he's ever made and mix the words up, it'll probably be the same lyrics to that first song.
But if you want to go by content, then that's every rapper out now. That's
No.
Not name.
Okay, so stop.
Hold on.
Not name him.
I'm saying every rapper that's not named. J. Cole.
I'm just over.
Or Drake.
No, I'm just over. I'm over Wiz. Love him. Wiz is a funny dude. I will listen to Wiz. But I will not just
his new song. His new song that he just released on YouTube last night or on Twitter last night. Pull Up, great song. Loved it. Love Wiz. Looking forward to this new Wiz and Juicy J. Big Juicy J fan.
No.
You know a Juicy J fan?
Oh, it's the same stuff, man.
I grew up in Memphis. 3-6. Always ride or die with 3-6. Grew up with that. I love Wiz. I love Juicy J. I understand they talk about weed. Same thing. Weed, drugs, girl, sex, all that stuff. But it doesn't really. I'm used to it, and it's good riding music.
Oh yeah, I'm numb to it. Yeah,
you can just ride to it, and then you don't even have to listen. The beats just lull you to sleep. It's just not good driving, but they can just lull you to sleep. I can't believe he's not a Wiz fan.
I'm a Wiz fan. I'm over.
Nah, man,
I'm over.
So you're not looking forward to the new album?
Not really.
Man, that's honestly ridiculous.
I'm not.
That's honestly ridiculous. So that's like saying I don't know. I guess who else is putting the album out now? I really think Wiz might be the last one. J. Cole, I'm looking forward to whatever he's getting ready to put out. Kendrick, he's been, I don't want to say corrupted by people, but I feel like he's putting out everything to make a political statement.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying.
I agree with that.
I don't really like with his thing at the Grammys, everybody was like, oh, that's so cool. I was like, eh. He's just doing it to get that best rap, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think J. Cole still should have won every best rapper award that ever happened in the last year and a half. Again, what man do you know put out a whole album with no features? I don't even think Michael Jackson did that. I think Thriller may have had a feature too.
Yeah.
I think Off the Wall may have had a feature too. But, who knows? Now, I said I don't like talking about politics. I hate it, honestly.
Me either.
Especially living in the South now, and a lot of people, I don't want to say ignorant people, but a lot of people who are, I guess it would be ignorant, so they're not knowing. They're uneducated when it comes to the fact of, what's actually going on. How do you feel about Donald Trump? Especially living in the South, and it's literally Trump this, Trump that.
I am oblivious to politics. I don't ever watch CNN. I don't pay attention to it. I don't follow any political accounts on Twitter.
Or Fox News.
I don't, man. I don't pay attention. And as much as it probably is bad for my health, because I feel like everybody should know something about politics or should care, I just don't, man. I don't care at all.
Let me inform you on some things that I've heard, policies and things. How do you feel about the idea of building a wall to keep people out?
But I guess I don't know. I mean, is it gonna help us? I don't know.
I think the thing is, I've heard him say he's building a wall to keep illegal immigrants, mostly from Mexico, out, and terrorists out. So do you feel like that's the that would be the most successful way to do it? Or
I feel like terrorists get in through planes.
Yeah.
Can I not get in through planes?
And it's funny about that. You know, we train them to do that too.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's funny. I think we underestimate terrorists, which I feel like I'm giving them props, which is really awkward. But I feel like we underestimate terrorists in that they're so much smarter than we think they are. We think they're just like this rogue group of people. I feel like they're masterminds. Like,
yeah.
they're smart. You don't use the word mastermind lightly. They're really smart people that know what they're doing. And so, I just find it funny, is what I say. But, since you don't know a lot about Trump, I guess we can just scrap that.
Okay.
But we can roll on to an ideal. I don't know if you heard about what happened in the state of North Carolina and the state of Tennessee today. They passed, I don't want to say a law, but something, can't remember the exact word, to rebuttal the government saying that transgender people can use whatever bathroom they identify with. So, do you have, I'm just saying, for me...
No, I don't have a problem with that.
But for me, the issue, I don't have an issue with it, but for me, I feel like it can be, the rule can be taken advantage of, as far as, you know, like, say, for example... You don't have to, like, you, right now, as a male, as a guy, you can walk in and say, I'm going to the girls' bathroom because I identify as a woman.
Yeah.
And no one can refute that. No one can say no to you.
And, you're right.
And it I feel like it'll be abused by pedophiles,
mm-hmm.
and people that just want to do pervert stuff.
Yeah.
Just go in the bathroom just because. Not the,
and it's sad.
And it really is, because there's people out there that... And granted, I don't agree with the lifestyle of a transgender or a lesbian or maybe a gay person, but that's their life. That's what they choose to do. Some people might not agree with the way I live my life, but it's my life, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I respect them and their ways. I'm not going to sit here and treat them any differently. I'm not going to treat them like they're any other different person. But I feel like it hurts them because people that... really commit to it, you know, go have the sex change surgery, all that stuff, and they go into bathrooms and things of that nature and really just want to live their life because they actually truly believe that they're like what a woman or a man inside, you know, it kind of hurts them. And I really think that's not right, but it's the world we live in. Too many crazy people out here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have a problem with it. I mean, if I see somebody like that, I'm just gonna, you know,
try. Now, if LeBron walks in
and
says, "I feel like a woman," we're gonna have some issues.
No doubt.
Because LeBron's not walking into the bathroom with my mom in there. I'm not. It's not gonna fly. Like, I'm just gonna get
he's gonna get dunked on.
I'm at least gonna ask, like, "Hey, bro," or you know, text my mom, like, "A linebacker is coming into the bathroom. Be careful."
Uh-huh.
You know, something like that. But you know, just wrapping it back to sports. I think it was Carolina. They're going to have the All-Star game in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And they said they were going to allow it.
Charlotte, yeah.
Now, do you think that it's okay for the NBA? Because I feel like the NBA is just doing it for, you know, so they won't get chastised. Like, people just, you having the All-Star game, why are you having the All-Star game there? Because these people don't support transgender people. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like they're getting in the middle of something.
The NBA?
I think it's the NBA.
No, yeah, you're right. But I thought it was the NBA was having it there regardless.
See, I haven't
that's
kept
what
up
it was.
With it.
So,
because it hasn't really been out lately.
I think I could be wrong, but I could have sworn it was North Carolina saying they didn't want the NBA to have it there. Or I don't think I thought Adam Silver was behind it 100%.
And then that came along, but he was just still.
He was saying we hope
they change.
We're having
it there
regardless.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's what it was.
Which still, I mean,
I
you can't.
Care.
The NBA.
There's
gay basketball.
People,
yeah.
Gay people who love basketball. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I know gay people. They love the NBA. Absolutely. So
yeah. I don't
care about that.
Plenty of gay people that love the NBA. Love the NBA. But, I mean, you. You can't please everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't please everybody. So, well, that's our show for today. Appreciate Austin coming on.
Oh, damn, man.
Jumping
thanks
on the podcast with me. Y'all will hear much more of him.
Yep.
Like I said, check him out, I guess, during the school year. Lockdown coverage, 88.3.
Follow me on Twitter, @iAustinNelson.
Do that, too. Follow me on Twitter at the Team Vandy. If you haven't subscribed, or if you haven't listened, if you haven't subscribed or like that, or follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at the Team Vandy. You can follow me on Instagram at the Team Vandy. You can follow me on Snapchat, same name, the Team Vandy. But that's our show today. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Peace.